Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast. Ignoring the advice of radio consultants since 2020.
He's moved from the dusty streets of Adelaide to the bright lights of LA. It's our mate, Amos Gill.
Oh, exhausted after hours of marching the anti-abortion or the abort... I don't know which side he's on, but he's been marching anyway. Hi, Amos.
Yes, the land of the free and the brave, they say. And you'd be a brave man to be single and firing shots into women in the United States after this decision. I tell you, I'm coming home, mate. It's not for me. As a man who doesn't, enjoy the condom, I can't call America home anymore. Soon you won't be able to have an abortion. You can get absolutely smashed off your face on weed gummies and soda.
And then grab a gun.
Have you bought yourself a gun over there, Amos? Ridiculous. Can you get a gun? You're an Australian citizen, but surely you've got your pack and heat,
Australian
aren't you?
Passport. Yeah. Give me a gun.
I don't have a gun, but I've been seeing a girl, and she's from Chicago, and I was out with her mother and her sister, and we got carded at a bar. And this is the younger sister. She's only 21. She goes, I don't have my driver's license, but I've got my concealed carry permit license.
Oh, my God. Is that good enough?
And they let her in the bar with her concealed carry license.
Did she have a piece on her as well? Was she carrying at the time, Amos?
Mate, this isn't a joke. She has a pink Glock in her car with her.
Oh, my God. So, and fashionable. Remember when it used to be library borrower's card for ID? Jesus.
So they care about you in the womb, Amos, but when you get out, everyone can have a gun and shoot each other.
If you're going to be pro-life, that's all well and good, but you've actually got to make it affordable for families to actually exist. Yeah. You know, with the rate of inflation that we have, maybe people wouldn't need to have an abortion if gas wasn't $6.50 a gallon or $2.50 a litre.
Vote one, Amos Gill.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this UK MP that got kicked out of Parliament.
What happened?
UK parliamentarian Neil Parish is a Conservative. He has been kicked out. He's had to resign his seat because he's been caught twice in Parliament watching porn.
Ah, good times.
Wow, that makes things a bit more interesting.
What kind of porn? What was it?
Well, this is wonderful because he got busted and then he said he was trying to Google tractors and farm equipment and somehow ended up on a porn website and then watched it for 10 minutes. A lot of people are coming down on him and they're saying, how could you possibly mistake a tractor and agriculture for pornography?
What was he looking at? John Deere, Massey Ferguson? Yeah. Was it a specific...
Well, I think he went to Google horticulture and then he accidentally typed in whore culture.
Yeah,
so that's how you can see it.
He's throwing an errant W in front there, Amos. Got in trouble.
Yeah, but I wanted to end on this. I don't know if you guys want a phoner. I've worked the radio trade. I know we're looking for phoners.
Yes,
fill some whiteboard space in for us, Amos, please. Yes.
I was flying last week. I was coming back from Boston and a guy in front of me, it's a 6.5 hour flight. It was a night flight. I busted him having a look at some porn in the seat in front of me coming back.
Was it tractor porn as well?
It was not tractor porn. There was a hoe in there, but it's not that variety. And
what'd you do?
I have to say, I just sort of looked for maybe a little bit too long because it wasn't the worst content I've ever seen in my life. But I'd love to know if anyone out there has ever busted someone watching an inappropriate flick before, because I've seen that on planes before. Another one I've seen was when I was at university, a lecturer plugged his laptop in, and when he opened up the laptop, his last viewed video, unfortunately, went out there for all to see. It was quite a grotesque picture.
Amos, this happened. Was it Jared Hayne? Who remembered someone was trying to hack their phone at a school? They were doing a display where they could come on. You remember this, Marto? They were going to hack it into a phone, and it came up on the screen.
Oh, there was.
There was a footy player, Amos. I don't know if you remember, but there was the last looked at websites where it was tractor porn.
Hey, Amos, great call.
Yes, I think this happens a lot. You know where it also happens?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a friend try to show you a photo in their gallery?
Oh,
it's dangerous. It's a bloody minefield in there.
Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Oh,
Don't go to the secret
there's calculator.
There's
the title I wanted to show you.
We've all got a friend who they'll show you a picture of their new car and you go to swipe and they go, don't go up!
Hey! I've got a headline for you. Here we go. NRL star Jared Hayne in pornography mishap at Gold Coast School. Titans player, so it's back in the day, was presenting an online safety talk to school children when another device, they're saying another device, entered an open network and displayed porn on the screen.
Oh, that's wonderful. Righto. I think everyone knows what we're talking about here. Amos Gill, you're the best.
Triple M.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Hey, listen, I was driving up the Gateway Bridge the other day and I saw these skids and I go, there was some circle work. So there was a donut in rubber on the gateway going up, heading towards the south,
yep.
going up the hill. And then there were some fishtails and I went, God, some people are amazing. Who would do that? Because there's cameras everywhere and you're going, hold on, it's a toll bridge, they're under surveillance, etc. There's some gutsy people.
And they're going uphill, are you saying, on the upslope of the bridge?
Upslope, yep, didn't notice them so much on the downslope. Maybe I was watching the road a bit closely. But I looked at it and went, must be in the middle of the night. And then suddenly I see the story on the news last night.
Fishtailing across the Gateway Bridge, flying a Mexican flag out the window, spitting flames out of the exhaust. This is the latest social media stunt from an infamous Gold Coast hoon gang.
It's not just the boss. My wife said, if you go on radio and say how good that was, it was unbelievable. They were very skillful.
Unbelievably bad, you mean?
Unbelievably bad. But you've got to admire the skill. And I know that it's dangerous and everything else, apparently. But if you get a skillful... Look, Shane Van Gisbergen does it after a big win at the supercars.
That's right.
You know, that's just part of it.
I don't think there are civilian drivers on the road, though, at that stage, though. Right, you know what I'm saying?
So let's put that aside. Because then I rode my bike out to Fisherman's Island the other day. I had to pick up a car. Yeah. Had to pick up my old crap car. So... And I got to the end of this industrial area, way down near Lytton, and there was the perfect thermometer on the end of a dead-end street, and they'd been in there. The whole street was just loaded with rubber, 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 and there were rims against the fence. There was rubber off the tyres everywhere. They'd been in there, and they were on last night too, these disgraceful hoons.
Yep.
Speeding out of control, dangerously close to other cars, before tearing up industrial estates near the port of Brisbane.
That's deplorable, isn't it, Marto? That's terrible. Terrible stuff.
Terrible. These wonderfully gifted, these hoons.
Yeah.
And then
criminals.
I see the police and, they're spoil sports.
Just takes one split second, one wrong move, and there is no doubt that someone would die.
No doubt.
But that's not what makes it exciting or anything, the fact that you can die or the fact that you're living right on the edge, you know?
Is she trying to tell young men what to do and they always do the opposite? I thank God that policewoman has a sense of humour, as we'll find here, because they asked her another question and she dived a little bit deeper and did it while having a smile on her face. So she saw the lighter side of it.
I don't know what it is that they're compensating for, but clearly they, you know, have some needs that aren't getting met some other way and they're choosing to do this.
But can you be fined for having a little penis? I don't know what that is. Is that a $200 and 3 points?
Well, I haven't copped one yet.
Pull your pants down. You were doing tune work and you've got a little penis.
You're a Triple M.
Marto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast.
There was a mighty clash on Friday night, Marto. Was the battle of the NRL versus high society on Caxton Street because the...
Honeybees! What happened?
Gambaro's seafood restaurant on Caxton Street, iconic, of course, held their annual, I think it was their eighth annual Moet and Chandon ball Friday night.
Well, on the same night as a Broncos
game. In amongst 33,000 people, trudging down Caxton Street, heading towards Suncorp Stadium. And I spot someone I know. I go over to say hello and very quickly realise he's actually asleep on a pole.
Oh, not Darren Lock here again.
Leaning, no. A guy
is this
went
at Honeybees? What kind of pole?
It was out the front of the 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay. Hold on. And sitting, like at the base, sitting in the gutter,
sitting,
leaning on the pole.
Leaning, standing, leg crossed over one side.
Hold on, standing?
Leaning on the pole.
Horse sleeping.
That's a talent.
Eyes closed. Pretty unresponsive. I poked him a couple of times. I said, "Oi, Ash, wake up. Hello."
Hold on, how'd you know him?
We went to school together.
Oh, my God.
And he was the DJ at my birthday party last year.
Oh, how proud are you?
I said, "Mate, wake up." And he went, oh.
What was he landing on, like a big telegraph pole?
He goes, "Hey, Margo." I said, "What are you doing, mate? Are you
wooden pole?
Sleeping.
Wooden pole.
Metal be too cold. Pole. Yeah, you go the wood to sleep on.
I said, "Do you need a lift? Are you right? Do you want to get..." "No, I'm good. Yeah, I'll see you at your birthday party next year." I'm like, "Righto, mate."
Oh, is that
but
a booking?
But I just thought, 33...
Is that an official book?
Yeah, got a booking.
He was asleep while 33,000 people walking by on a pole.
Where have you fallen asleep?
Great. Love that. I love the fact he's woken up out of a drunken stupor and immediately flipped into business mode and he's already booked you in. He sent you an invoice
probably
already.
See you at birthday party next year. Okay, righto. Sure. Bonus points for standing up whilst doing it. Kel from Mitchelton. Hello.
Good morning. Kel. How you do, guys?
Yeah, good, babe. Where'd you fall asleep?
Oh, I used to work at Shingle Inn in Edward Street.
Oh, God, that'll put you to sleep with all the old people.
All the old girls.
Correct. Might have had a big night and holding a tray of those big silver teapot.
Oh, the teapot.
And I am standing up.
Yeah.
Standing up.
And you fell asleep?
With six teapots full of hot tea.
Did you drop them?
No, they just, I can just remember them going, Kel, because I'm just standing there waiting for a waffle to come so I can take it outside.
Oh, my God.
Wake up, Kel.
Now, Kel, how do you even pass out? What's the difference between passing out and kind of falling asleep standing up? Is it a vibe that you got?
No, I think it was just that they were, like, just slowly trying to talk to me, so I didn't drop the tea.
No, I fell asleep.
Yep.
Good one, Kel. Hey, Sue from Rochdale South.
Hi. It was back in the '80s, and I'm a nurse, and I was a student nurse, and I'd finished night duty that morning, hadn't slept all night, and went to the playroom to see Midnight Oil.
Oh, down the Gold Coast.
And I was right in front of the stage, and I was asleep standing up with my boyfriend holding me.
Oh no!
That's pretty good.
You can't fall asleep to that.
Mosh pit gipping.
While our earth is burning, just sleeping.
I mean, Peter Garrett would have put people to sleep with his political career.
Well,
yeah, that's true.
Post oils, but not during the actual gigs.
When he talks, he does get snoozy.
What a guy, though, that Sue's boyfriend just holding her up at the front of the concert. I wonder if he just under the armpits. There you go.
Most of it was drunkenness, but not sleepiness. Daniel from Yarrabilba. Yarrabilba.
How's it going?
Hey, Daniel. Yeah. Did you fall asleep somewhere? Where was it?
Yeah. So when I went to schoolies, I got on it a fair bit, and next morning I've woken up. Under a tarp, on a boat, but the bloke who owned the boat must have not seen me and decided to go out for a fish, and we're about 50 k's out to sea.
Oh, shit. Jeez, I bet he got a fright.
Yeah, he wasn't real impressed, but he really only had one question, which was, do I know how to fish? I said, well, yeah, and he handed me a rod, and we spent the day.
Free fishing charter.
That's good.
Okay, Charlotte.
Do you catch up with him? Do you text him every now and then and see if you can head back out?
No, we had a few good laughs and a couple of beers, but he actually ended up being a pretty good bloke, but he said there was no way he was taking me back.
Now, Daniel, can I ask, there's a difference between sleeping and being passed out. Yeah. Do you think maybe more passed out initially and then faded into sleeping?
Guaranteed.
Everyone wants to know what you caught that day, Daniel.
I caught a couple of snapper and he caught a couple of cobia.
Still remembers. Did you get a photo together to cherish your little moment, a little selfie with the fish?
No.
Oh, I'm sure he has many memories from the night before.
What a ripper.
What about Frankie from Bribie Island? I couldn't get to her, but she fell asleep on the back of a motorbike. I'm glad it wasn't on the front.
Oh, my God.
That could have been a very different story.
But you let go and just drift off.
Triple A, Marto and Margo.
Incredible night on Saturday night, Marto and Dan. I headed down to the Gold Coast to Pacific Fair Event Cinemas where they held the Australian premiere of the biopic Elvis. You ain't nothing but a hound. That's right.
Was it the world premiere?
The movie. It was the Australian premiere. They had the Cannes a week or two earlier. Right. They had the Cannes Film Festival where it was premiered there. They got a 12-minute standing ovation at Cannes Film Festival after the film was played out. Priscilla Presley herself was there. She gave it the big tick of approval. She said if Elvis was here, he would say, God damn, that boy is me. The gentleman who played Elvis, of course, in the film was Austin Butler, American kid, I'd say, because I think he's only like 20 years of age.
You showed me his photo. He's quite good looking.
He is incredibly beautiful. Not my type. I wouldn't say he's hot, sexy, but he is just gorgeous looking.
Looks like he's built in a laboratory, mate. He's
very beautiful. Yeah, too perfect. And really nice guy. I got to sort of come across him. There I was, found my way into the media area. I snuck in while someone was talking to the security guard. I just kind of looped in around the back. Well, everybody else was there. I was like, why don't I have a media pass? I work in media. But I snuck in and I got to see the red carpet. And so there was Tom Hanks. There was Olivia DeJonge, who is a young Australian actress who plays Priscilla Presley in the movie. There was Baz Luhrmann, of course, the director, Moulin Rouge, Australia, The Great Gatsby, and now Elvis. Luhrmann spoke. Austin Butler, the guy that plays Elvis, he spoke. Really lovely guy. Yeah. And then there was, of course, the highlight, the only real star in the room, and that was Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks was there.
Tom Hanks came out and he spoke and he said that there was something.
Is he one of your favourite actors? I love the bloke. I reckon he's incredible.
I think he's incredible. I wouldn't say he's my favourite. I don't really have a favourite actor, but he is incredible. And who knew he was a bit of a comedian?
There is no better place in the world to make a motion picture than right here on the Gold Coast. I speak from experience.
I have shot films in Morocco, in Los Angeles, in New York City, in Seattle, and none of them have what the Gold Coast had. What is that? In two words, Dan Murphy. What a man, what a man!
It was good fun. And he joked about the fact that he and Dan had become quite close during his stay here. They formed a bit of a relationship, got to know Dan Murphy very well, but chose not to swim at any of our beautiful beaches. He said, you guys have incredible beaches here, but you also have blue bottles and you also have sharks and you have rips. And, you know, whenever is there a good time to go swimming? Never. And so he did not enter the beach once for a swim here while he stayed on the Gold Coast for 18 months.
Wow.
What's wrong with you, Tom?
That movie... What was the movie with Wilson? Castaway. Castaway. That really knocked him around.
He he's got PTSD.
Corey's going around the house. Stock his marbles busy. Parking orders. Time for At Home with Parkers.
Oh, Marto, as if eight games wasn't enough of football over the weekend, I was made to lay in bed Saturday morning. Wiley jumped in with Corey and I because Magic Round, of course, meant Corey was in town all weekend.
Sure was. So I saw him all weekend on my screen on Fox.
Yeah, he was on Fox covering all the games, but it meant he could come home and sleep in his own bed and wake up with us in the morning. Course. And, of course, no sport Saturday morning, so therefore, because of the rain, all the sport was cancelled, so we got a bit of a lay-in, and Wiley decided to jump into bed, have a bit of a chat about the Friday night game, and then thought it'd be a great idea to watch some of the highlights of those games that we had already watched. But, you know, it's a boy thing.
Yeah.
And then as we watched the highlights on YouTube on the TV, the smart TV, Marto, because you can do that. You can watch YouTube on the TVs these days.
Yeah.
There was a like a highlights package that had come up of some other NRL games. Yeah. And Wiley thought it'd be a great idea to watch some of Corey Parker's old games. Let's Google Corey Parker.
Oh, that's a bit odd.
And because Corey's always telling, you know, the kids didn't really get to see a lot of his career. You know, they were little at the time, so they don't really remember it. They know their dad played footy, but I don't think they know how good he was, you know. And so Corey's almost got to sell it to them, you know, 347 games for Brisbane Broncos. Well,
that means nothing to a 10-year-old.
No, he's like most points scored ever for the Brisbane Broncos. That this many
nothing.
Origins, that many tests for Australia. And
kids.
So we watched some of Corey Parker's farewell highlights, some of his Broncos highlights, and then State of Origin came up and it was the highlights. And, you know, the pictures are a bit grainy, and Wiley said, I just want to watch a full game of you playing, not just your highlights, because I'm not convinced you were great yet.
Oh,
and Corey said, what do you mean? And he goes, well, I've only seen your highlights, which is obviously all the good bits. He said, I want to watch a full game. So there we sat.
How long have you got? I played 347
watching
games, mate.
The 2012 State of Origin, just so that one Wiley Parker could determine whether or not Corey Parker was in
whole
fact
game
as good as he had told him.
Was he? How'd he go?
It went all right. Yeah. I think he won. Corey goes, oh, what? Winning the Wally Lewis medal? Not good enough for you? Player of the series? Mate, and he goes, yeah, I'm not convinced. I want to watch the game.
Oh, that's great.
That's Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
I want to whinge about a parking fine that I got yesterday. Marto, you were just talking about parking fines in car parks.
Don't pay it.
I got one out on the street.
I'll pay it.
Yesterday.
Immediately.
Yesterday we went and gave blood, and there was a parking bay out the front of Lifeblood on Edward Street.
I saw that pay.
In the city.
Park, yeah.
And it said blood service. So I pulled up there. I reckon I would have been in there for 45 seconds. I said to the lady, hello, I'm Margot Parker. I have an appointment at 12:30. I'm running a little bit late. Can I park there, or do you want me to go and find a park? She said, no, you can't park there. That's for donors. As I come out from my 1 minute inside the blood store, there's a guy printing out a ticket for $275. I said, mate, I literally was inside for 45 seconds. You had to have been standing there and seen me run inside. And he said, oh, well, too late now.
Oh, yeah.
Punch him in the face. I mean, I don't condone violence, but I was so mad. $275 for 45 seconds.
Paul in Wonga Wallen wants to have a chat. Morning, Paul. You got a whinge for us?
I certainly do. Being a tradie, you go into Bunnings and you go into the drive-through area, and there's some idiot in a Hyundai gets going to pick up a light bulb or a pop can.
They're right next to the studs where everyone's trying to load on timber, correct?
Whinge. Yep. Is that an apprentice that's been sent out, do you reckon?
No. Definitely not. No. Some idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, just some rando.
No, they go into the trade area. They could be parking in the normal general car park. They go into the trade area where you got to get your sheets and all your timber, everything, and they think they've got some sort of a right.
So they park close and then go get one Phillips head screwdriver while you're trying to unload a ton of timber.
Am I allowed to whinge about Paul? Wonga Wallen's got too many letters in it.
It's a beautiful part of southeast Queensland, though, Wonga Wallen.
Well, I didn't say there was anything wrong
with it. Are you on acreage out there, Paul?
I am, yeah.
Beautiful.
Hold on. Have you got your eyes on a house?
There's a house out there for sale at the moment. I'm looking at it. It's a good neighbourhood.
Is it Paul's house, mate?
Can we mention about Margo? Margo
Realestate.com is my new porn. I'm not allowed to do any more online shopping.
Yeah, I'd like to. Could I have a quick whinge about I'm struggling to find a place to rent and Margo buys a new house every fortnight?
Whinge. Alison from Newbeath. What are you whinging about?
When you go to a petrol station, particularly one at Hillcrest, and there's a coffee shop attached to it, they go in and get their petrol, then they wander off, wait for their coffee for 15 minutes, leave their car parked at the bowser.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Not okay.
No, we're with you.
Yeah. No, we're with you. That's terrible, Alison. Oh, no. How inconsiderate.
I've had a blue with someone about it.
Oh, what did you say? Did you confront them?
I said, excuse me. I said, is that your car sitting out there? I said, move it. There's people wanting to get petrol. And they go, there's no cars behind me. And I said, well, we were behind you.
We had to move. Good on you, Alison. Give them a mouthful.
Thank you, Alison.
Incredible.
Nathan in Manly, 133353. It's Wingy Wednesday. Wrap it up for us, mate. What do you got?
Passport office.
I see the stories in Sydney and stuff. Where is our passport office, or are you talking about post offices?
Just not far from Elizabeth Street. It's just in the city. I've had to visit it three times. We fly on Saturday. Well, my wife and kids fly on Saturday. I want to make sure they get on the plane.
Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast. Everyone's always looking for that idea that I'll make the millions of dollars, the new thing that no one's thought about before, correct?
Correct.
Mm. Okay, so you know in housing and the easier way to get a house is to find a partner, save your deposit, pool your deposit together.
Stop buying avocado on toast, correct,
save it up. And then you've got your deposit ready, then you get into the housing market, then you live happily ever after.
Thought you meant like go to realestate.com. That's how you find a house, isn't it?
No, well, the way the world, the fairy tale happens. The fairy tale doesn't happen all that often anymore, 50% divorce rate. So these people have put two and two together going, hold on, that's not working. Let's think of this idea.
Just as you would go online and match to find somebody to fall in love with, you can now go online and match to find someone to buy a house with.
Tinder for houses, they're called.
Buying a house with someone you don't know?
That is correct. Mortgage mates. So they're calling it Tinder. It doesn't have to be, it can be this, it doesn't have to be the opposite sex. So
are these properties that these then people live in so they essentially become roommates?
Well, yes.
Or housemates?
Yes. I know it seems ridiculous and it'll probably fall over and it'll probably never work, but can you imagine putting the ad in? No, as in like Tinder, you put in, I like drinking Jim Beam and Coke and I like to be working on four cars at any one time in the front yard.
Swipe left
and
on that.
I like listening to Slayer at full volume. Maybe that's better than finding a male or female partner. Maybe just find someone the same sort of interest. Two guys like that living together, what could possibly
go wrong?
I know, that's right. It's already going on a gimpy.
At least if they buy their house together, they don't have to worry about getting their bond back.
They never will.
They will never will.
Never will. Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Do you want to tell everyone what happened yesterday? Why didn't we have a meeting yesterday? You had to go and get your face fixed. I've never heard an excuse like that. Like, I work in a male.
I saw my cosmetic esthetician.
She said she had to go to her cosmetic whatever, something or other. I said, what? She said, the bag's under my eyes.
I'm looking old and tired. Breakfast radio hasn't been kind to me. I've put on 20 kilos and I look about 10 years older.
Have you thought about, like, booking those things later, though?
Exactly.
Like, not straight up.
I'm here till 10 o'clock.
Right.
Oh, it wasn't 10 o'clock.
My appointment was at 10:15 and I was late.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, all but right. I've never.
And Marto with the boat. This is all starting to add up.
I've got to go and get filler and Botox, just, all right? Leave me alone.
No, not that stuff. But I've just, I've worked my whole life in male-dominated industries. I've never heard anyone say, listen, let's hurry this up. I've got to get going.
I've got to get my face done.
I've got to get my face done. I've just, has anyone, like, does that happen anywhere else? Like, who? How did you get away with that? Which I'm happy you did because the meeting.
We got
was
out
no
of the meeting.
Meeting.
It was
yes,
wonderful.
Exactly. There's bosses out there going, oh, I've heard it all. Well, have you ever heard that one? Has any of your workers said, I really got to get my face done?
Well, sometimes I sit in that meeting, I'm like, oh, God, how do I get out of this? What are they talking about now?
Okay.
Or pretend to listen.
Best stroke worst excuse.
Yeah, mainly bosses would have heard them all.
I often use my kids because that's always a great one. I'm like, oh, I've got to go and watch them do this. So they're like, oh, yeah, sure, go be a mum. That's great. Jeff from Wishart, good morning.
A few years ago, I had one of my team members tell me on a Monday, oh, this Friday, I've got to go in for a colonoscopy. And I was like, oh, are you okay? Is everything all right?
Bloody
he said, yeah, it's just fine. Just, it happens every couple of years. Anyway, about 11 o'clock, I had one of my customers ring up and say, hey, I'm on the barge going over to Stratty and Jacko's here.
Oh.
And he's trying to avoid me. He won't. He's hiding in his car.
Oh,
is everything okay?
All right. How did you approach Jacko on the Monday?
First thing I said to him in the morning when he came in, I've gone, mate, did you go in for a tanning or something like that? I said, because you got a nice little glow going there.
That's
Oh, funny, you know, my colonoscopy got changed.
Oh, how are those polyps?
What about you, Dave, from Newmarket? Was it you that gave the best worst excuse or a staff member?
One of my staff members only a few weeks ago rang me up, couldn't come in because their guinea pig died.
Oh, guinea pig died.
Was it the Pope of guinea pigs? How long were they mourning for?
2 days.
2 days off for a guinea pig.
Dave.
Yeah.
Wow.
I ran over my own dog and didn't even take a day off.
Oh, yeah, you need context to that, Margo. It's Triple M.
With Marto and Margo.
COVID, lockdowns, et cetera, they're long behind us. But there were some good parts of it now I look back because it really put all the show-offs in our society back in their cupboards and you didn't see them for a while. Well, they're back. Margo, you didn't tell me Australian Fashion Week was on.
Oh, yes, in Sydney last night it kicked off. Did you see it? Did you see the Breckenridge show last night? It was incredible.
No, but they've started to speak again and, woo.
Started playing with this idea of disrupted beauty.
What's disruptive beauty?
It means not the norm. So diversity is a big thing. So there's women and men of all different colours, sizes, shapes, ages, transgender models. Transfluid, all sorts of stuff.
No, it doesn't.
That meant finding a simple form and then cutting it.
What?
Boring.
What does that mean? I don't know. I'd rather talk footy anybody day. Finding a simple form and cutting it. And
did you find the most boring piece of audio from Fashion Week?
No. This was the colourful characters. This was the colourful characters because people like this is who you run into. This is a male model. These are the sort of conversations that apparently we should be having.
It is really the chance for us to express ourselves, but it is the chance for a bigger conversation, whatever that conversation is for you.
What? What are they talking about? What the hell are they talking? What's this bloke talking about?
We have a lot of talent for a small nation amongst the global landscape of fashion, so it's pretty amazing.
What? I just want to know what colours I have to wear this winter. Like, I don't want
great
all this
news
nonsense.
Is Marto. It runs until the 13th, so plenty of time.
13th of what?
May.
So it's less than a week.
Yeah. 9th to the 13th. But then it'll go to Melbourne, and then there'll be Melbourne Fashion Week. Then it'll come to Brisbane.
What are those?
Brisbane Fashion Week.
A three-legged pants, but you know, the halfway down your calf pants, culottes. What
three
are they
quarter.
Called? Three-quarter length pants.
Long
are they
pants,
coming
short
back?
Longs.
From the man dressed like a lumberjack.
Well, when
today.
Brisbane Fashion Week comes to town, I make sure I get us a couple of double passes to the front row.
Men of Brisbane, all I can tell you, when it gets below 20, start wearing flannies.
It's Triple M. Corey's going round the house, stock is Margo's busy parking
orders. Time for at home with Buckers. Yeah. Oh, Marto, as if 8 games wasn't enough of football over the weekend, I was made to lay in bed Saturday morning. Wiley jumped in with Corey and I because Magic Round, of course, meant Corey was in town all weekend.
Sure was. So I saw him all weekend on my screen on Fox.
Yeah, he was on Fox covering all the games, but it meant he could come home and sleep in his own bed and wake up with us in the morning.
Course.
And, of course, no sport Saturday morning, so therefore, because of the rain, all the sport was cancelled, so we got a bit of a lay-in, and Wiley decided decided to jump into bed, have a bit of a chat about the Friday night game, and then thought it'd be a great idea to watch some of the highlights of those games that we had already watched. But, you know, it's a boy thing.
Yeah.
And then as we watched the highlights on YouTube on the TV, the smart TV, Marta, because you can do that. You can watch YouTube on the TVs these days.
Yeah.
There was a like a highlights package that had come up of some other NRL games. Yeah. And Wiley thought it'd be a great idea to watch some of Corey Parker's old games. Let's Google Corey Parker.
Oh, that's a bit odd.
And because Corey's always telling, you know, the kids didn't really get to see a lot of his career. You know, they were little at the time.
Yeah.
So they don't really remember it. They know their dad played footy, but I don't think they know how good he was, you know. And so Corey's almost got to sell it to them, you know, 347 games for Brisbane Broncos. Well,
that means nothing to a 10-year-old.
No, he's like most points scored ever for the Brisbane Broncos. That this many
nothing.
Origins, that many tests for Australia. And
kids.
So we watched some of Corey Parker's farewell highlights, some of his Broncos highlights, and then State of Origin came up and it was the highlights. And, you know, the pictures are a bit grainy, and Wiley said, I just want to watch a full game of you playing, not just your highlights, because I'm not convinced you were great yet.
Oh,
and Corey said, what do you mean? And he goes, well, I've only seen your highlights, which is obviously all the good bits. He said, I want to watch a full game. So there we sat.
How
watching,
long have you got? I played 347
watching
games, mate.
The 2012 State of Origin, just so that one Wiley Parker could determine whether or not Corey Parker was in
whole
fact
game.
As good as he had told him.
Was he? How'd he go?
It went all right. I think he won. Corey goes, oh, what? Winning the Wally Lewis medal? Not good enough for you? Player of the series, mate? And he goes, yeah, I'm not convinced. I want to watch the game.
Oh, that's great.
That's Triple M.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
We're looking for dogs with human names.
Yeah, like proper
Triple
human
M.
names, like Graham or Barry, you know, like Lola,
Ted.
Buddy, Kahula, Charlie, Bella, all dog names, right? Appropriate dog
cute.
Names. Coco, Reuben, cute dog names. But we've got an Andrew. He gets Andy for sure. But when we adopted him from the dog farm, he was Andrew. Your dog
it's
is Ted.
Ted.
Ted. Ted's
Ted the
dog. Is Ted a common dog name?
I know a few Teddies.
Yeah, seen one before? No.
Oh, I know a few Teddies. Oh, not right. Ted, but
that's
Ted.
A bit soft for us,
Ted short for Edward.
Well, my brother used to have a Barry. Hey, Barry. And you'd wonder, people would go, what are you talking to? Oh, the dog. Jesus. Graham's a beauty. Is there any Grahams yet?
Rachel from Chermside West. Good morning.
Morning, Margaret.
What sort of dog are we talking? And does it have a human name?
Yeah, our first puppy was a Staffy, and my husband allowed me to call him Angus because I always loved the name.
Why did you choose that name?
Well, I always loved it, but my husband let me call the dog that so I'd never call our children that.
Ah, that's clever. I was thinking maybe you were an AC/DC fan, Angus Young,
well,
perhaps?
Well, he used to use that excuse as to why the dog was named Angus, but yeah.
Gussie, nice. Look,
I always find it difficult just talking of dogs and children's names. When you've heard a dog name...
All right.
You can't use it as a child's name.
Yeah, I'll run this one by you. A friend of ours, this is about 15 years ago, they had the dog. They had the fur baby first, and then they loved that name. They used the good name first. They changed the dog's name and gave it to their
firstborn.
The baby's
name?
Gold. Absolute gold.
How confusing for the poor dog.
Yeah, poor dog. Got called
another
name.
What were you
name.
Named after? Oh, my mum and dad's dog that they had before me.
I wonder if there's any Greg's dogs called Greg. Luke from Griffin, what sort of dog, what's the name?
I got a border collie, and we call him Freddy, but his official name is Frederick Lachlan Stanley.
Frederick Lachlan Stanley.
Is that on his birth certificate, Luke?
Yeah.
It's a big collar. The collar's about
Is Stanley your surname, Luke, or is that one of the three middle names you've given him?
No, that's the surname, and we've got five kids trying to name the dog, so it ended up being Frederick Lachlan.
Frederick
Lachlan.
That's so cute. I
when
love
he's in
that
trouble.
For the border collie. Matt from Fernie Hills, good morning.
Morning, how's everyone going?
Yeah, well, good, mate. We're
looking for a Jaden.
Dogs with human names. What sort of dog have you got?
We've got a 12-month-old standard poodle.
Oh, yeah, that's what I've got.
And his name is Thomas Shelby.
Thomas Shelby. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
So just Tom.
We're big fans of Peaky Blinders. That's the main character, yeah.
Do you call him full-on Thomas?
Thomas Shelby?
Oh, we think he's trouble, yeah, but we call him Shelby or Mr. Longface. He's got a lot of nicknames.
So though, confusing, yeah. Matt. That poor dog.
It's so
he
weird.
He goes by many
we?
Names. Thomas is cool. I like that
we
for a dog.
We humans are pretty weird. Brad from Oxenford, what sort of dog?
The dog was brought into my wife's grooming business. Greyhound. He was absolutely gorgeous, and his name was Bruce.
Bruce.
Well, Bruce the Greyhound.
That's a good name. All right. You should bring Bruce back, even for little kids. You don't see any little four-year-olds called Bruce.
Good on you, Brad. Appreciate all the calls this morning. It's
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Marto, your musical tastes can range from anything. Mental is anything you love. Great band.
Love.
Grew up listening to Midnight Oil. You dance a little bit like Peter Garrett, just lots of leg and knee moving, hips down on the dance floor.
Where's
but you
going?
Also love Carice Eden. What I say? Not.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I really love Carice.
It's a very vast range. It's one extreme to the other. And yesterday I was in here, we were talking about the hot sauce shortage, and I was trying to find the song from Beyonce, Formation, where she says, you won't take the south out of me. I got hot sauce in my bag.
And you said, oh,
you're like,
playing.
That is a crap song.
No, you were going to try to run some of it on Triple M. And I just
like, triple platinum. That so song then, has gone triple platinum. What, you said,
we started tit-tatting Margo and I playing songs, you know, bangers, as we call them now, Margo.
Bangers.
Margo hated everyone. So
I hate them and I hate rap.
We're going to introduce you to some new music.
No. We're going to go to the ARIA Top 50 Singles Chart, which is a good measure of what Australia loves because it's putting your money where your mouth is.
Is there still a thing such as the top chart?
Yeah. ARIA so what is it, downloading, streaming, buying?
I'll tell you. They're calculated from sales data gathered electronically from computerized stores across Australia. So it's what people are buying. So you know they like it. They don't just say they like it.
It'll all be nonsense.
How about we start with a little bit of Kid Laroi?
This is number five on the ARIA chart.
You like him?
I don't know.
Had to cancel some gigs recently. This is number five. We'll work our way up to number one.
Don't do that stupid dancing. Get that.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Okay.
Appeals to the youth.
My thoughts appeals to the youth. Doesn't appeal to me at all.
Number four.
Got a magazine.
Listen, I was driving back from New South Wales yesterday, Arvo, and I kept on changing radio stations and I kept on encountering nonsense like that.
What about this
other
one?
Radio stations.
World famous. Lizzo.
This is number four.
Yay. All right. It's about damn time. It's a very, very famous TikTok song at the moment.
Oh,
in a minute, I'm going to need a sentimental metal woman to pump things up.
There's a reason I'm not on TikTok, and that's one of them.
You don't like that.
Not going to download that one, Marto?
No. What was that person's name?
Lizzo. Lizzo. Okay, like what about it. Jack Harlow, First Class?
Number three in Australia right now, Marto.
Oh, shut up,
do you
mate.
Want to fly first class with this, Marta?
You don't want to fly first class? You're not glamorous?
Like, who's that bloke? Who's listening to this nonsense?
My kids.
Exactly.
How about a bit of Harry Styles? This is number two on
I
the
like
chart.
Harry One Direction.
All right. A bit like Paul Simon.
You got me. I really like this song.
Yes.
There you go. Is that what this is designed
to? He's coming to Australia, Marto, in February.
Are you coming
with me? I'm going.
Hillary off when she was 12 at One Dimension. Was that them?
One Direction.
Direction.
Close. Number one.
This is weird,
in Australia right now. This is a little weird because it's a bit of a throwback, but it's because it's a part of a
Stranger Things.
A Netflix series.
Right now, this is the number one song in Australia.
This is the number one song in Australia.
This will do your head in because it's an old track, Marto.
Can I just ask you about the last one? That Harry Styles song's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been in the charts for 10 weeks.
Oh, don't care.
It's doing well.
Mate, this is a song from many, many years ago. Kate Bush is number one.
Is it Running Down the Road?
Running up that hill.
Oh, right, the hill. It's running something.
What do you think?
Is it Kate Bush still
number
singing?
One. Number one.
Oh, good Lord.
It's back because of a TV show. All the kids have discovered and gone, this is great.
Yeah. We'll get them to discover metals anything, and then they'll be sweet,
what was
okay?
Old is now new.
Do you reckon this will be back to once?
You get kids to see these dudes, and they will go nuts. See?
And there's your top five. It's Triple M.
Bloody hell.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Yes. What does this say to you when we're talking about secret mum punishments and threats? That's a full board. Mums weren't all that nice in the old days, I think. Is that what we're talking here?
I'm a threater. Like, I like to grit through my teeth and tell them that I'm going to do something to them, but never actually follow through with it.
It's a look only a mother can give sometimes.
Yeah,
sit back. Get your pen ready.
I'm ready.
Make some notes because I think we're going to find out. Here's some threats that everyone can share with each other. Jodie from Kalanga.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you got?
My son many, many years ago was cracking a big temper tantrum at the shopping centre because he wanted lollies.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, no, if you keep it up, I'm going to smack you. I don't care where we are.
Yeah.
And this elderly lady proceeded to tell me that it was, you know, you're not allowed to smack your children in public. So I put him in her trolley and walked away.
That'll
she
teach
you. Very quickly. Yeah. She caught up very quickly. Yeah. Please take your son.
Did she say, let's hit him together? Naomi, I've been told you're from Gundawindi, but I find that hard to believe.
Well, I'm actually from Western Australia.
Oh.
Okay, spread it around.
Are you in Gundawindi?
No, I'm currently in Brisbane, but my way back to Gundawindi.
Well, can you give us a few tips from out west? How do you guys treat with your mum
with
punishments?
Children.
We're going very west here. So when my son was in year 11, I took him to a school camp. And I said, love you, mate. And he goes, yeah. And I went, no. You tell me you love me, or when I collect you, I will be wearing shorty pajamas and rollers in my hair.
That's good.
Did you get a love you out of him?
I still do to this day.
Oh, every time.
That is great. A lot of people, Tamika from Corona Downs, Johnny from Logan, and Stuart from Morningside, we can't take everyone. All of them have been tortured by the ear.
Ear hold.
Have you ever used the ear hold, Gnomes?
I've thought about it. I'm a school teacher.
Obviously.
So, you know.
What do you do? They just grab the bottom of the ear and just give it a little.
Just work it over a bit. Because there's not a big blood flow there, so I don't think it shows up.
You can rough it up a little bit. Yeah, sure.
What about Janelle? 133353 from Daisy Hill. Janelle, what was it for you? Mum punishments? Oh.
Yeah, I had got two punishments. One was if I got used to the soap in the old mouth, so the old chili went on the toothbrush.
Wait. Did you say a swear word when you were younger and they'd try to jam some soap in your mouth?
Yeah, and then it got too tasty, so got the chili on the toothbrush.
Are you telling me you get a taste for soap after a while, do you?
You can do. It depends on the soap.
What sort of soap did Mum use, Janelle? What
do you prefer?
It was Lux. It was Lux soap.
Lux soap.
Are you
not
telling
the
me your mother got chili and put it on your toothbrush?
Yes.
Wow. I've heard of the old Tabasco. Was it Tabasco, Janelle, or actual proper chili?
Proper chili.
Was this when you swore?
Yeah.
How old were you, Janelle, at the time?
About 8.
Who were you? Rodney Rude.
It was those rebellious years, you know.
Oh, my God.
Bloody Wilson. Yeah. Yeah,
it's imagine him. The other classic I had was if I didn't do my chores, Mum used to short sheet my bed sheet.
Your mum short sheeted your bed sheet? Who is this woman? I want to meet her. I like her. Can we give Janelle's mum a prize?
Oh, yeah. Give Janelle a prize. Thanks, love.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.